I love St. Patrick's Day. I just love the timing of the year that it is. It's winter is over and the spring is out. Yeah. Come on out, everyone. Let's get into it.
And as we were saying yesterday, John, so unique. I meant to say it's a festival like no other in the world. You're looking at the pyramids going green, the Arc de Triomphe, the whole thing, no matter where you are.
And a Waterford man started it all, right?
Did.
So
Luke Wadding.
On Sunday, Johnny Codd from Waterford City Council, very passionate about Luke Wadding and Waterford heritage. So on Sunday, Johnny's starting a little Luke Wadding festival, right? And he's going to tell the story how Luke Wadding
gave
St. Patrick's Day to the world. A local man. So he has that, and he has a little walking tour planned of all the places Luke Wadding would have gone to. And amazingly well thought of.
Another first for Waterford. Incidentally, if anybody's looking at that statue, you know where it is. It's in Blackfriars, there, isn't it? Just down to the
Greyfriars,
Greyfriars, I should say. If you look at the face of the statue, that's exactly how that man looked. It's actually taken from his death mask.
Is it
so
really?
So that's exactly how that man looked. At
Thank
that
you for
point
making this conversation maudlin and it's depressing.
Very popular man, really highly thought of in the Vatican.
Could have been a pope.
Wrote the first Christmas number one. He wrote music. He's amazing man. Johnny has loads of stories down in, and he's in St. Patrick's Gateway on Sunday, or Sunday afternoon. Yeah, it does. If you're into the story, call into him and he tells the story very well.
We are here, of course, to talk about the 4-day festival. There's massive things lined up. We won't get to all of them, but if you are interested, St. Patrick's Festival, Waterford.com. Let's talk about the parade first and foremost. It's bigger, it's better, it's enormous.
Huge amount of entries, a huge amount of people involved this year as well. And we're always kind of delighted that all the theatre entries come back and enter again. They bring all the colour. And for me, some of the non-national entries that come in of, so whether it be Polish, Ukrainian,
Filipino,
Brazilian.
There's 200 people in the Indian entry. So I think it's fantastic. They all take it really passionately and give it everything down on the quay and the mall. And loads of new entries as well. So, and it'll all be headed off by Thomas Barr, of course, who's our Grand Marshal for the parade. And it's great to see an Olympian. I think it's when the kids get to see, if you see it, you can be it, you know, that kind of thing.
Indeed.
There's an Olympian from Waterford walking down the
An inspired choice.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Talk to us, John, where do we need to be? So the parade gets underway at 1 o'clock, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, so the parade leaves the bus station at 1 o'clock on the quay, travels up the quay, down onto the Mall and into Parnell Street. And the Mall looks a little bit different this year. It's got some scaffolding outside City Hall and the Bishop's Palace. There's some work's been done. It's a little bit tighter than we were, so we kind of advise people to kind of spread out down along the quay and along the Mall. There is an autism area outside City Hall, so outside what was the old Munster Bar there. There's a disabled viewing area just across the road from that, just up from Bank Lane. And anyone that would like to see the parade signed, just at the bottom of the steps of the Bishop's Palace.
Wonderful. And of course, outside of the parade, it's not a case that the parade is over, you head off home for yourself. There's loads of reasons for people to stay in the city, John.
Absolutely, absolutely. And after the parade, I couldn't get everyone to go up to the Apple Market. High definition are on, and it just stood out as this amazing gig last year. Everyone went up and it was an amazing day there. But of course, the parade is the finale this year. It always depends on how the St. Patrick's Day falls. So falling on a Monday, it's our big finale. But the festival starts on Friday in town, and there's a packed weekend of events in there.
What are the highlights? So if I'm about to look on the website, what are the things I absolutely need to see? I'm asking you to put favouritism here now, John.
So Friday, everything sets up. So we have music in the Apple Market, but our city centre market, our fairground, that all sets up. On Friday, we kind of hit the ground running with circus workshops and face painters in town. City Centre Waterford Music are down in O'Connell Street. Three new bands from Waterford Youth Arts performing all day in the Apple Market. The Waterford City of Brass are performing at 6:30 in Broad Street with their music from the eras. I saw this on Culture Night. It's amazing, right? Just get in and see that. Weather's a lot nicer this time around. And that's followed by, I suppose, one of the highlights, Fire Dance, which is a big spectacle performance with fire, confetti, magical lighting. The centrepiece is the Booley House Irish Dance Group. It's Riverdance meets AC/DC. It starts with a procession of fire at 8 o'clock from the clock tower, leading up to the stage at Broad Street where the performance will happen. Real kind of symbol of winter's gone, summer's here. let's get out on the streets.
It's going to be a complete rulabula for everybody involved. A great party atmosphere.
And when you said rulabula, that reminded me of Bula Boom, right? which are fantastic. They're 15 brass players from Cork who play very modern music. They sent me a promo yesterday. It was Freed from Desire.
Fantastic.
And they play in the Apple Market on Sunday night.
Massive, massive lineup. If you're interested, you're trying to plan out your entire weekend, and if you do have anyone visiting, make sure the message is there loud and clear. It is not just about the parade. There is a 4-day festival happening. St. Patrick's Festival at Waterford.com. John, it's a massive festival. I can see all the entries stapled together here in front of me. Are entries closed now? Can you still apply to be part of the parade?
Not at all. The portal is still there, so just get on to us as quick as you can, or my production manager Liz will tear her hair out.
But you know what? There's a real sparkle in the air. As I came across the quays in the wee small hours this morning, I could see some of the boats and small yachts there in the harbour, and they already have the lighting on them, the green, white and gold, or the orange there.
I love that. It's so iconic for us with the river and everything. So
it's going to be something special.
It absolutely is. And don't forget, Gemma Delaney will be broadcasting live. Myself and Oliver Carroll will be emceeing the parade. John Grubb will be sweating in the background, making sure everything is running as it should be. Massive team behind. John Grubb, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and I'll see you all over the weekend.